studio. We're going to go up north and west or east. East. Yeah, north and east. There we go. Andrew Walmsley, who's with the Farm Bill Lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau Federation out in Washington. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Trying to get my directions straight. It's been so cloudy that, you know, that sun is kind of helps your brain a little bit, and we just haven't had enough of it, I don't think. It thinks pretty nice out there, I bet, huh?
Well, winter's carried on here as well. I don't think it's anything as severe as y'all been facing, but it's a pretty beautiful day in the capital city today, and we're getting plenty of green and flowers.
Well, you've been working with the Farm Bill. Where have you seen it coming? I know there's a pretty decisive division, isn't it, in between the parties?
Well, you know, this has been really a long process for both, you know, Farm Bureau, but particularly for the committees on the Hill. They've been taking input now for the last year or two, and this is the substantial first formal step with having legislation introduced. Unfortunately, it has a little bit more of a partisan tinge than we've seen in some past farm bills, but not necessarily uncharted waters. We've seen this in the 90s and others, but a little bit of disagreement between Democrats and Republicans, particularly under the nutrition title.
I was going to say, probably when it comes down to the actual, what we consider the farm bill, the insurance and some of the things, probably not as much division, but it comes under that, the SNAP program and some of that. That's right?
Yes, sir. You know, from our understanding is that the majority of the bill was negotiated in a bipartisan way, priorities from both sides being in the majority of the titles. But when they kind of got to the nutrition title, there seemed to be, some disagreement on how that moves forward and priorities. And unfortunately, it's not as bipartisan as we'd like it to see. But, you know, we have confidence in Chairman Conaway and Ranking Member Peterson to hopefully get this across the finish line soon in the House.
Well, let's talk about this last week. What's really the big holding point in this nutrition part of it?
Well, a lot of it deals with some reforms, particularly with training and employment for folks that are on SNAP. There was an opportunity to refine and make some improvements during the markup last Wednesday, but unfortunately the Democrats hadn't offered any amendments to that process. So right now that seems to be the biggest sticking point. But overall, I don't want that to lose sight of. There's a lot of good things in the rest of the bill that Farm Country cares about. And, you know, it's been our longstanding position that the two programs, nutrition and farm policy, need to stick together. Hopefully we can work through those challenges.
Well, it always looks like that. You know, there's always been a move to try to divide these two up, but we can't really do that, or we might not have a farm bill at all.
That's correct. I mean, some folks point to, and which is valid, is, you know, the majority of the bill does go to nutrition. About 77% of the funding is the nutrition title, and then, you know, the rest of it made up with commodity and conservation and crop insurance type programs. But that's just the necessity to stay together. It's been something we've been doing since the 70s on farm bills. It's something supported, you know, by Farm Bureau. It's part of the sausage making process, right? There's a lot of folks in urban areas that have constituents that rely on the SNAP program, and so to get to the votes we need, it's a program that's together. But I think we shouldn't lose sight either that, you know, it is all connected from farm to fork, and making sure that all Americans have that safety net they need going forward.
Well, I guess looking at the farm side of it, insurance, crop insurance, is that pretty strong? Is that pretty firm?
Yeah, I believe one of the things that we're most consistently heard across the country is different listening sessions and hearings took place was if it's not broken, don't fix it. And so mostly crop insurance is intact as we understand it today, maybe a little refining around the edges and some direction for some research on new risk management tools. But overall, don't see a lot of changes to crop insurance, which we don't but want to see because it's a vitally important program, not only for farmers, but lenders and the whole farm banking community, that there's some certainty and the savings we see with crop insurance compared to ad hoc disaster programs have really become a valuable tool over the last several years.
You know, two commodities we hear about is the dairy and also the cotton. Being more Farm Bill taking a little more positive move toward them, are we hearing anything on that?
Yeah, we were happy to see, the fixes that were put in the Budget Control Act from earlier this year, included in the House Farm Bill around cotton and dairy. This was obviously an issue for both of those producers, and we see that included in the House Farm Bill and some refinements once again taking place and moving forward, and something we've supported at Farm Bureau, getting a fix on those programs.
Well, you know, dairy's really been a tough commodity that, boy, they've been down so long. Hopefully, the new dairy, what they're throwing into this Farm Bill, is that going to be kind of relieving them a little bit, or what's it got into it?
Yeah, it's, you know, the Dairy Risk Management Program, you know, it provides participants opportunity to both do the new program and LGM on dairy, but not on the same production. It mirrors a lot of the fixes we saw in the Budget Control Act. It's something we're continuing to analyze now to see what those impacts are for dairy producers. But you're right, it's been tough times, and so making sure this program works for producers is a priority. You know, I'm trying personally to get my kids to drink an extra gallon of milk every night or every week, you know, to try to help those guys out more than what we usually drink.
Well, I'm eating a lot of cheese. I don't know if it's totally the best for you, but I tell you, I can eat that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wasn't going to ask your studio partners, but moving on.
Yeah. Say, as we start moving forward, are we going to get the Farm Bill done before, or are we going to be prolonging the old one?
Well, I think there's a necessity to get it done. I think everybody's here in town, particularly from our perspective at Farm Bureau, we need to provide some certainty in some uncertain times. I mean, obviously, we're used to some of that uncertainty with Mother Nature as your business partner, but, you know, all the discussion around trade, just the tough farm economy. I mean, we've seen a 52% reduction in the farm economy since the last Farm Bill. So there's a real need to get this bill done and get it done on time. You know, the House introducing theirs, doing the markup, and potentially seeing floor time in early May is a good start. We expect the Senate, like I said, to move pretty quickly thereafter. So there's no reason why we shouldn't complete this bill on time outside of, you know, typical partisan politic challenges. But, you know, our push, and I'm an optimist. I wouldn't be in this business if I wasn't, and I think a lot of our members wouldn't put a seat in the ground if they weren't as well. And so we're hoping to see this bill put together, probably in a conference and off to the president's desk before current law expires or shortly thereafter.
Is there quite a bit of difference between the House and the Senate?
Well, the political dynamics are a lot different, along with procedurally. You know, the Senate's going to have to get to 60 votes for any bill to pass over there. We have not seen the Senate Farm Bill. It has not been introduced yet. We expect that here in the next few weeks. My understanding is there might be a desire to do a markup and introduction in the middle of May with possible floor time after that. Still some issues to work out. So we don't have a side-by-side to compare, but we know they will be different pieces of legislation just due to the dynamics and the differences in the chambers.
Well, I know when they get together as a joint committee, then things move a little quicker, don't they?
Well, you would hope. I'm sure there'll be some sticking points, and that's really when the sausage making takes place. But, you know, that's why it's so important, and why we're encouraging our members and farmers to make sure their elected officials here in Washington know that we need to move a Farm Bill forward so we can work through this process and get us a good piece of legislation enacted into law.
Well, it's nice to have the Farm Bill before we have to make the decisions. Usually we have to get the Farm Bill, and we're already halfway through the next year. So keep it going up there, and maybe we'll talk to you later, and hopefully we can get that Farm Bill done.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for joining me.
Yep. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Okay, and that's